Room for one is, we'll conduct the hearing at this time, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Luis Salazar, 239752, sir.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning to you too, sir.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 3rd, 2019. Is that correct, Mr. Salazar?
I don't recall that I signed a paper for parole board.
Well, just so that you know, we have a standard form in the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency called the Notification of Board Hearing. You signed it on January 3rd, 2019. It stated what day your hearing was projected and a list of rights. Do you remember that?
Sir, they didn't tell me. They just told me that I was going to go to a parole hearing. That's it. But they didn't have me sign no papers.
Well, just so that you understand, and I'm certainly not trying to argue with you, we do have...
I understand, sir.
We do have a form that you signed.
So, okay, sir.
Okay. So anyways, we'll move forward. That form, and this will help you along, listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. As you can see on your video conference screen, I will point out the board members. Starting with the opposite side of the bench and working toward me, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Thank you.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Salazar and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. So this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, we make a separate motion to consider passing this hearing from phase one to phase two. So when we make that vote, we're not necessarily through with the hearing, okay, sir?
Yes.
When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Pardon me, violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, no criminal ways or companies follows. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 631 East Barris Place in Casa Grande, Arizona, on or about November 23, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Salazar, is this true or false?
That is false, sir, because... May I speak, please?
Well, sir, if you're going to state it's false, we are going to take some testimony from our Community Corrections Hearings Officer about the allegation, and then we'll ask you a few questions. Just a few questions, and then the board will make a motion as to whether to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. So can you just give us a moment?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Westby, can you read the allegation and the follow-up?
On November 27th, 2018, this officer spoke with sponsor Angelica Trevino, who indicated the offender left his place of residence on or about November 23rd, 2018, and did not return. Angelica Trevino also indicated the offender's whereabouts are unknown. The offender's whereabouts are unknown unless he is an abstainer from supervision. The offender was scheduled for a contact visit with his parole officer at the Casa Grande Police Station on December 3rd, 2018. The offender failed to report on December 3rd, 2018. On December 3rd, 2018, this officer contacted the offender's program helping associates. The offender has not attended his session since November 16th, 2018. On December 3rd, 2018, this officer went to the offender's approved residence, 631 East Barris Place, Casa Grande, Arizona, 85122, in an attempt to contact him. Sponsor Angelica Trevino indicated the offender has not returned to the residence. The report letter was left at the residence, directing him to report to the Pinal Regional Parole Office December 4th, 2018. He failed to report. December 7th, the officer spoke with sponsor Angelica Trevino, who indicated the offender did not return to the residence. His whereabouts are unknown. Ms. Trevino also indicated she found the offender had given his cell phone to a neighbor. The offender does not have any known employment to contact. On December 7, 2018, this officer contacted Banner Casa Grande Medical Center, Pinal County Jail, Maricopa County Jail, Pima County Jail. The offender is not in any Banner area hospitals nor in any jail facilities. The offender's emergency contact is sponsor Angelica Trevino. The offender is not reported, directed, as directed, nor has he contacted his officer to indicate his whereabouts. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an abstain from supervision.
Thank you, Mr. Respy. Mr. Sullivan, sorry, before you answer, we're just going to ask a few questions about this for the first phase of the hearing before we make a motion. But what was false about this allegation?
Your Honor, I was told that I could go back to a rehab center in Tucson, and I tried going over there to find it because they said I couldn't be there without having my seizure meds because I was having seizures. And I meant to go back over to the rehab center to get back to the rehab because of my drug choice being on the street. And they put me over and said that I violated probation trying to leave the state, and I wasn't trying to leave the state, first of all, Your Honor.
Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. So if we just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly. And that is based on the information provided to this board, warrant number 2018-W3609, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to find Mr. Salasad delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed no commoways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. White, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Salasad, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Respy, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Salasad. Mr. Respy.
Mr. Salazar was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on August 14, 2018. He was arrested December 18, 2018 by the U.S. Border Patrol in Lukeville. There were no new charges. He was in DOC custody on December 19, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 25, 2019, 25 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, burglary, third degree, 5.5 years. His prior convictions in 2009, burglary, second degree, 2.5 years. 2009, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1.5 years. 2009, destruction of public jail, 1.5 years. 2013, burglary, second degree, 6.5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3. Mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release completion, 4 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate, disorderly conduct, and violence noted. Other arrests, 1997, robbery, Arizona, adjudicated delinquent. 2001, possession of marijuana, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2003, theft of the means of transportation, juvenile detention. 2008, criminal damage, adjudicated delinquent. His community risk score is a G6B7.
Okay, Mr. Salazar, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your sister, Angelica Trevino, at 631 East Barris Place, Casa Grande, Arizona. On September 11, 2018, you were placed at Pima Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, for inpatient treatment. On October 11, 2018, you were discharged from inpatient treatment and returned to your approved residence with Ms. Trevino. On December 23, 2018, you left that approved residence and did not return. And I think this speaks to the 25 days that you were missing from community supervision. So, Mr. Salazar, what happened during those 25 days?
Those 25 days, I was trying to find my way back to the rehab center in Tucson. I'm not really familiar with Tucson a lot, sir. And I was trying to find it so that I can get myself back in the treatment center so I wouldn't have to be on the streets.
Well, that sounds well intended, Mr. Salazar. Why did you end up in Loopville?
Loopville?
Yes, that's where you were arrested.
Well, yeah, because I was trying to find my way into Tucson, and I got confused on the streets. I'm not really familiar with Tucson or anywhere else, anywhere I've been through. And I got lost, so I've been trying to get rides back to Arizona, and I couldn't find my way. Nobody wanted to give me a ride, so I think PCSO picked me up and took me in.
Okay, sir. Now, Loopville's on the U.S.-Mexican border, and it's kind of remote. Did you have family in Loopville or any sort of contacts there?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know where I was going. I just remember going. I was in Tucson, and then I got lost on some street. I can't even remember where it was, and it was dark, and I couldn't remember. And after that, I tried getting a ride, and PCSO picked me up and brought me back to some jailhouse somewhere. I can't remember where it was at. I just remember there was White Mountains. That's all I remember.
Okay, sir. Also, let me, respect, state that there's a Border Patrol outpost in Loopville. That doesn't necessarily mean that you were arrested in Loopville, but they would have been confined to their sector. So I'm trying to figure out how you ended up that far south and that far away from the county. Oh, no, strike that. Loopville may be in Pima County, but that far away from Tucson.
How far from Tucson?
Well, sir, were you arrested by the Border Patrol?
No, not that I remember. Not that I can remember. I don't remember much.
Oh, okay, 1 second, sir. I'm going to take some information from our community corrections officer. Mr. Westby?
Yes, he was arrested by the U.S. Border Patrol. It says Loopville, which I was just trying to determine if it was Pima County. It's part of the, it's on the border of the Oregon Pike Cactus National Monument. It's 148 miles from Tucson, approximately 2.5-hour drive.
Yes, I'm familiar. It's very remote.
That is correct. But there is, you know, it said, our notes on here said 1218 Border Patrol, Loopville.
Okay.
So it might be the sector that Border Patrol
yes.
operates in.
And that's what I was wondering if it was in that sector, but still, it would still be pretty remote.
That's correct.
Well away from Metro Tucson. Okay, Mr. Salazar, I don't know what happened. I'm telling you the way it's being reported to us by the Department of Corrections that you were arrested by the United States Border Patrol, at least in the Loopville sector. I don't know why they made contact with you, but my guess is that they probably ran your name and found that you had a warrant. Do you remember anything about that?
No, I haven't got put over for a while, so PCS home picked me up in the middle of the road and told me that if my name was Luis Souser, and I told him, yes, it is. He said, again, I'm going to cuff you up and I'm going to take you in. That's it. I don't remember nothing else. That's all I remember.
Were you under the influence of drugs or prescription medication at that time?
It's just my medication. That's it. The Trilipto and some other pills that I was taking, and they're at home with my sister right now, too. That's it.
Okay, so do you at least understand that you were missing for 25 full days? Do you remember that?
No, I don't, sir.
Okay, thank you. We have employment notes that you were referred to the Department of Economic Security for employment assistance. It does not appear that you at least reported any employment. Did you work at all when you were on community supervision status?
No, sir.
Thank you. Programming notes. On August 14, 2018, you were referred to Helping Associates for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services. On September 11, 2018, you were assigned to intensive treatment with housing, 90-day program at PRC for inpatient treatment. On October 11, 2018, you were discharged from ITH. Later in October, you were assigned to Horizon for programs. Services with Horizon were not established. On October 29, 2018, you've been reassigned to Helping Associates for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services. You attended sessions with Helping Associates until November 16, 2018. You did not return to the program after November 16th. You also, along the way, were assigned to Task Lab for Substance Abuse Detection. You submitted tests. Three tests in September of 2018, two in October 2018, and one in November of 2018, which were all negative for drugs, and we certainly commend you for that. Sanctions notes. On September 11, 2018, you self-admitted to recent methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana use, and that's when you were sanctioned to PRC. And I don't want to repeat everything that I've just gone through in programming. It's just repeating what was, where you were directed to PRC and Horizon. So, to revisit, you don't know where you were for the 25 days between the time that you went missing from community supervision and being arrested.
Yes.
Where were you?
I was just wondering why I end up in a dead zone when I was trying to find my way to the rehab center in Tucson, and I got lost in the road. I don't remember where, and it was dark.
So well, were you sleeping out in the street, or where were you living, sir?
I was staying with my sister in Helica, Termino, and I packed some stuff so I could go back to the rehab center because I was getting scared that I was going to end up going back to doing drugs again, and I didn't want that, so I left, and I got lost somewhere in some highway. I can't remember where it was at.
Okay, sir.
PCSO picked me up after 25 days. I don't remember, like you were saying, 25 days. I don't remember anything of that. I don't remember how long I've been out there.
Okay, and do you remember why you decided to break off contact with your parole officer?
No, sir.
Okay. I don't have any further questions at this point. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, any questions? Any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Salazar, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion? Thank you, sir.
I know you said don't repeat anything that I have said, but I just wanted to get some help. Seriously, help, because I know I've got mental problems and I was trying to get some help. That's
how
I want to get help on the streets.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Salazar, and I certainly feel for your health condition. Certainly, we're not trying to harass you over having maybe some health issues or health problems, but we do need to deal with the fact that you disappeared from community supervision and it seemed that you had relapsed into drug use. board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking to you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. And thank you for being so pleasant with the board today, Mr. Salazar. You've been very respectful. You've been very respectful. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Salazar's plight. It sounds like that he does have some SMI issues, as well as some substance abuse issues, both of which came up during this period of parole. Unfortunately, he did disappear from community supervision for 25 days, in which we could not account for his activity. And I don't want to make any false accusations, but with his struggles with drug abuse, we just don't know what was happening during that time, and he cannot seem to account for that time himself. I recognize he does need help in the form of ongoing behavioral health and substance abuse issues, but upon looking at the whole of the case, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. I am glad to hear that he does have the support of family in Casa Grande, but that's where we'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further input from my colleagues, I am going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, pardon me, based on our discussion with Mr. Salazar, information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3609, and additional information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke Mr. Salazar's community supervision as he was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed and forgot to lapse in a criminal record company, and as much as he had relapsed in the drug use during community supervision and absconded for 25 days, in which we could not account for his behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Mr. Salazar, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on September 25th, 2019. I recognize that several months in the future. I am happy to tell you that it's months and not years. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last months of your sentence to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. This may sound very negative, but we do want to see you have a safe and productive return to the community. Also, we recognize that you're dealing with some health issues and you'll be free to pursue your own care and interest when you're released from the Department of Corrections in September of 2019. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Salazar, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.